Okay, let's see how she's going. We're going over the last one, but it doesn't matter. Let's see.
Just making out.
Okay, June, go on. Try and get it higher or lower, whatever. Go on, go on. Look, 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 look. June loves Cliff Puff. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. Jonathan is cute, Jonathan is funny, Jonathan is something like a funny bunny. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not going to write anything about you, Johnny, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop it, John. Roses are red, violets are pink, flowers smell good, but you sure stink. Yeah, yeah. I go high when I see you just die. My oh my. Dirt, 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 dirt. Hello. Yeah, it comes out fine, fine, fine.
If I don't find the
Johnny's a big, fat, awful, 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 awful creep. Amen. Helen is a big, fat creep.
He's the bloke who put the detail in the plan.
Now, we actually surveyed four different routes for this road. Well, we've planned four different routes in four different places. We've been on...
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy.
Mapped a million hedges, culvert streams, built embankments in my dreams. Been on the road so long, been on the job so long.
It was necessary to make sure that the line which we had provided was the best line. And the ratio of the amount of land which was surveyed to the amount of land which is occupied now by the road is something in the region of about 4-1. And I would say we covered, my surveyors, myself, covered some 200 miles for the London.
This is to tell you about the story of our little school and all about the things and events that happen, which are really a ball.
Alteration of existing drainage system.
Drainage being a very big problem.
That is the drainage not only of the road itself, the motorway itself, but the carrying across the road of all the existing forms of drainage.
Been on the road so long, been on the job so long. Design speed 70 mph. Check and recheck coordinates.
It's howdy doody time.
If I'm the Frankenstein,
it isn't worth it, I'm.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da.
Ta-ra-ra boom da.
I kissed you
yesterday.
Hey.
Okay, stop it. Push that down now.
We have to go up to 61.
We're just gonna say something that sounds like blah 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 blah. 49 now. Now I'm 50.
Now the idiot's whistling in here. The idiot's name is Jim Koloff. Oh yeah, the idiot's talking to, who the hell knows.
We were in a great rush when we did this. It was in spite of starting early. On the preliminary design, the detailed design had to be done in something like 18 months. Yes. Middle of 1955, we started on the details, and in October 57, we went out to tender.
When the plans are all completed and the time is drawn near, to begin the job you need a contracting engineer. He's the expert in the field and he's the man who's got the gear. He's the bloke who keeps the job a-rolling.
With the banksmen and the drivers, they're the earliest arrivers, and the engineers and planners, labourers and walking gangs, they're the boys. Wish them luck. They're the blokes who've got to shift them up.
My name is Jack Hamilton.
Yes. Cork City.
Frank Center. Ballinar, County Mayo. That's where all the wild men come from.
I'm from Whitehaven, Cumberland.
Oh, you come from Norfolk, near this.
Dershow. In Polish is Itchef.
I come from Hungary. Yes.
Where am I from? No fixed abode.
Peterhead. I was a herring fishing.
O'Donnell, look for me. I come from Mayo.
Carlo. County Carlo.
From Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
Thomas McHugh. Were you ever in the city of Belfast? Well, that's where I come from, way down near Londonderry.
I'm from Yolanda, India. Too many people.
Oh, I live down in Broome. Just stay in the village.
Think it's West Indies.
The black men and white men and all colours up there, brindle and all. Oh, they're a good old crowd. Oh, they are, yes. Oh, they're a good old crowd. Oh, we get on good.
Actually, this is a D8 bulldozer, normally known as a dozer. But basically, it is a tractor, and of course, the various pieces of equipment are fitted onto it. It's all a matter of how to go for the job, how to set about it. I mean, you say you can dive into that now, and you get yourself bugged right up to the... Well, you said you wouldn't shift yourself at all.
You learn different methods of attacking the job. You see, if we talk about this batter work, you get to a gradient of, what, 1.5 in 1 turn 1. Well, you take these up on the side, like that, you see, working that way on the side of the batter. But when you're sitting up there, with it being so big underneath you, it looks like all the world is going to fall over. When you realise you've got 22 ton and the stability of the machine, the bottom weight of it, like, you know, it can't go over.
Come on, you gallon drivers, wherever you may be. Whether you drive a Euglad or a 54 RB, keep your hand upon the levers, cut and fill a steady load, and take it nice and steady when you're plowing up the road. We have dug 100 airfields in the snow and wind and rain, build atomic power stations, more dams than I can name. We dug through rock and swampland, moved mountains by the load. Now we're going nice and steady, boys, a-plowing up the road.
I die if I was not in this work. I couldn't do any other work. I was opening these machines out in snow blizzards without anything over me, working in them, up on heights. And I still prefer it. I still prefer the muck and the dirt and the grease and everything to being inside in a factory. I don't think I could work in a factory. No, I like the rough and go, you know. Plenty of rough and go. Get into the machine, dig it, dig like blazing, get into the job and go like hell and get the job done, you know.
Dig and scrape and load, see the tractors roll when you're working on the road. Shifting clay, night and day, melting with your bulldozer. To the land, 50 million tons to be shipped in salt and sand.
Of course, we human beings, we like ants picking at a big earth mound.
Rock and click, cleared away. Here's the base on which we build the London Yorkshire Motor Highway. Every time you turn with your big machine, helps to make foundations firm. Groups and cats beat it flat, level off the face with scrapers. Piles of surface slate, second layer, 14-inch lean, concrete is laid.
Bridges rise against the sky, speed the tempo, 12 months past and 6 to go.
Thatchers day and night, turning up the concrete that's needed on the site.
Hire more men,
more again, 19 months to build this road.
Come on, Dublin.
Made you come into this game?
I wanted to get outside. I want to get mud on my boots.
What made you come into this game?
Change of places, change of places.
What made you come into this game?
More or less forced into this pre-war by conditions of work, not been sufficient work in the London area, not for building.
And a take to the open road.
Well, there's no work up north, you see. We're going to come here for bread and butter.
In Belfast, they give a job and
For every job there is only need one man. There's at least 100 looking for that job.
I'm more contented being away from home when I know I'm doing something.
There's no work in Peterhead. I had to leave home for the work, you see. But when travelling and fishing, working among the herring, and when the war's finished, you see, the steam went out and the diesel come in, the no steam drifters, they didn't know coal, and didn't need half the men, you see, they run the fleet then. So we had to take to something else. Pick and shovel.
How long you been doing this, mate?
33 years last October.
How long you been doing this, mate?
Well, I have been near public works all my days.
How long you been doing this, mate?
Well, since the war. Since the finish of the war.
A man doing public works.
If God spares me to see the 29th of September, it'll be 21 years away from home. I've been married 21 years, I've been away for 21 years working.
The trouble is, of course, that in civil engineering there is so much heavy work to be done, see?
Of course, you realise this is in an area like St Albans, for instance. You get quite a lot of people who don't want to move out of St Albans. But you'll always find a preponderant of people who can do the work but don't want to leave home.
Why do you live your life alone and leave your wife and kids at home? Why don't you stay? Why must you roam and work on the open road?
That's the man's place for to be at home with the wife. But unfortunately, there's no work around our part of the country now.
All the time the lads are here, you'll find them looking at the labour news or seeing. Is there anything going on? That's a good job. I wonder if there's a subsistence on that. I would like to go there. I'd like to get north. I'd be near home. You'd hear one fella saying, I'd like to be up in the north of England. It's just a run across to Belfast. You could go across for the weekend.
Just a note for time is your dear. Hard the walk on long the day. But my heart is with you, Mary. Though I'm many a mile away, building down their fields and factories, moving concrete by the load. I'll be with you in November, when I'm finished on the road.
All trying to save money to buy a house in England where the work is, but so far we can't get enough money to buy a house. Not keeping two homes going. I mean, you see, that's the main object of me being away from home all the time. I'm always hoping to get some money to pick up to get a house, but...
Oh, well, that's just the way it is at home.
Little son, and I will tell you what will get into bed and the tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy. He's a man you seldom see, for he's had to roam far away from home, away from you and me. Remember, lad, he is still your dad, though he's working far away in the cold and heat all the hours of the week on England's motorway. When you fall and hurt yourself and get up feeling bad, it isn't any use to go a-running for your dad. For the only time since you were born he's had to spend with you, he was out of a job and we hadn't a bob, he was signing on the brew. Remember, lad, he is still your dad and he'll soon be here to stay for a week or two with me and you when he's built the motorway.
How many tons they put through yesterday?
B Project Office to Order Mix. B Project Office to Order Mix. Come in, please. Can you tell me your total output yesterday, please?
Tom Bay, Tom George. Come in, please.
Tom George receiving.
Contact the concrete train caravan, please, and see if Love 1 or Love 2 are there, please. Over.
Chris Larson's getting a train in by Friday morning, which will be down here to start lifting a shaving the bits. In the meantime, perhaps you could get the machines back from here onto the Friday's concrete. What I'm saying here is that these machines, you see, have got to be moved from here right over a mile down the road, which means that they've got to be shifted by the black gang, which are the fitters. And they can't dismantle them on there because the concrete, what we call green, which means fresh, is not matured. So we trundle the machines back and we can dismantle them without harming the concrete. And then he lifts them onto lorries and it's taken down there and reassembled, and then we start the concrete train again.
Bring up your black squad, bring up your crack squad, bring up your big road train. We're laying the top and we'll finish the lot, so bring up the concrete train.
You're part of a team on a spreading machine, and your concrete's firm and stable. You're spreading your load and leaving the road as flat as a billiard table.
Oh, this is an SGME spreader machine. Concrete is tipped from side tipping lorries into it, so it travels on rails and can move along the rails, and the hopper can move across the framework of the machine. The concrete then just drops out of the hopper and is levelled off by the hopper moving to and fro. Behind that you've got an SGME vibrator, which is vibrating the bottom layer, driving out all the air and making a solid concrete. Then behind we have a second spreader, same as the first, only that spreads the top 2.5 inches.
Driving along and we're going it strong at 500 feet a day. We're beating the clock and we're laying the top of the motorway.
When you're part of a team and you're on a machine and your concrete's firm and stable, your train of machines is laying it clean and flat as a billiard table.
Now this machine, which really floats along on the forms, it does that on a whole series of bogies and rubber cushions,
We get perfect control with the hydraulics, and it goes along and it finishes the concrete in one pass. The full width of the road is 38 feet, but we're doing it in two concrete trains, one 26 feet wide, and then the 12-foot train will come along and bring the road out to its full three-lane width.
Been on the road so long, been on the job so long.
It was one of the longest surveys carried out by a private firm.
Working the train in the sun and the rain along the 50 miles.
I knew every field and met every farmer personally, and all of the length of the 53 miles.
Flattened a million ridges points, finished a thousand expansion joints, been on the job so long.
Office by greatest, philosophers, tempers and plates in service, the finishing team of men and machines is playing the new road service.
It isn't quite as straightforward as that, and Dan, this project, we, for carriageway construction, we lay dry lean concrete to within 4 inches of the top and then asphalt surfacing. And now that we've started up the asphalt, it's quite a thrill to see that going down, beginning to look something like the finished article.
You can talk about your concrete and the boys who work the train and the fellows on the hoppers in the sun and wind and rain. But the boys who lay the blacktop, sure, you ought to see them belt when they're working on the highway laying hot asphalt.
We've laid it in the hollers and we've laid it on the flat. If it doesn't last forever, then I swear I'll eat me hat. I travel up and down the world, and sure I never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt.
We spread it in the summer and we rolled it nice and hot. 2 million yards and more of it we had to roll the lot. And the sun was blazing down until I thought me back would melt, working on the motor highway laying hot asphalt.
We've laid it in the hollers and we've laid it on the flat. If it doesn't last forever, then I swear I'll eat me hat. I traveled up and down the world and sure I never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt.
And now the job is ended and the road is all complete. The embankments are all seeded and the margins clean and neat. The RB54s are gone, the cranes and concrete batchers, and the piling rigs and paver sheeps, but rollers and the tractors with me whack. Fall the dill, fall the diddly dum a day. The boys have all been paid off and they're scattered far and wide. The crane and tractor drivers and the asphalters besides. The slashers and the scaffolders, the joiners and the mixers, and the boys as pale as ghosts from working on the concrete mixers. With me back, fall the do, fall the diddly dum a day. And now along the carriageway, the trucks and cars are rolling, and the 60-wheeler diesels and the trailer jobs are roaring. There are lorries with their loads of food and things that folk are needing, and in among them sporting boys in Jaguars are speeding. With me whack, fall the do, fall the diddly dum a day. There are loads of nearly everything a factory can produce, everything in all creation that a man can put to use, that are carried on the motorway to all their destinations. And there isn't a doubt the motorway's a blessing to the nation. With me whack, fall the do, fall the diddly dum a day.
Song of a Road, the London-Yorkshire Motorway, was the work of Ewan McColl and Charles Parker. Musical direction by Peggy Seeger and production in the Birmingham studios of the BBC.
another in our series of Holiday Abroad. And this, of course, is to be a holiday in Greece, for the unbelievably blue waters of the Ionian and Aegean. And it was recorded in Greece by the Greek folk dancers and the Greek Folk Song Society.
Thank you.
At the beginning of our program, as we started out on our holiday in Greece, we were standing before the Acropolis in Athens, listening to the music provided by the Constantine Kalinikos Orchestra. And now as we leave, it's the same conductor and the same musicians, only this time they're playing a popular dance from the island of Crete, or rather Crete, I guess, one of the largest of the islands lying to the south of Greece. This melody is called Phantozalis. Songs of the Islands of Greece.
Ξύπνα δαχτυλίδω στο μη, καρδιές όπου μαραίνει. Όπως σε μάρανες και με και μια στιγμή δεν βγαίνεις. Ξύπνα και δέξου τ' άνθη μου ασύν και μαραμένα ο έρωτας τα μάρανε που εμάρανε και με. Κίμινο, 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 μας παλάντωσε, φόρτε το μαντολίνο, πολύ μας κλάβωσε. Ζουμπούλι μου μαβί μαβί, καμέλια μου μπελφιόρε, σε μένα λες πως μ' αγαπάς, κι άλλου κάνεις αμόρε. Όλοι σε λένε μέλισσα, μα εγώ σε λέω σφίκα. Έχεις τη σφίκα στο κεντρί της μέλισσα στη γλύκα. Κίμινο, 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 μας βαλάντωσες, πόρτε το μαντολίνο, πολύ μας κλάβωσε. Ωχ, animul plastic turanul. Ti vin la mitul aha. S-a fiahnat o baradiso, iasă la mea, monaha. S-a fiahnat o baradiso, iasă la mea, monaha. Μέσα στο παράδεισο γλυκό μου αγγελούλη, να ξέρεις θα σε ζηλεύε το πιο όμορφο λουλούδι, να ξέρεις θα σε ζηλεύε το πιο όμορφο λουλούδι.
Ένα μικρό λαχτόπουλο αγαπητό. Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito Bangwandelo benga bangwa e Mbimobele ye mwendi mbota bepasi Iboto bepe Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito Mbimobele ye mwendi mbota manegu Iboto bepe Bangwandelo benga bangwa e Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito Lubangwandelo benga bangwa bito Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito Bangwandelo benga bangwa bito
Kasa morning, the day Tabana, Babuva, Jumbelite, Unjubulan, Nombana.
Yami dolo na mongale no mule ma e Yami dolo yo bola no bana Yami dolo na mongale no mule ma e Yami dolo yo bola no bana Kaza mo e do da pe ta bana e la we ba tu beli de o no bola no bana Kaza mo e do da pe ta bana e la we ba tu beli de o no bola no bana Yami dolo na mongale no mule ma e Yami dolo yo bola no bana Yami dolo na mongale no mule ma e Yami dolo yo bola no bana Adola mie Yami dolo na mongale no mule ma e Yami dolo yo bola no bana Samoni do da pe tabana e babwe ba jombeli te ojo bulan no bana Samoni do da pe tabana e babwe ba jombeli te ojo bulan no bana Nyami dolo namongale no mule ma e Nyami dolo jo bulan no bana Nyami dolo namongale no mule ma e Nyami dolo jo bulan no bana Kasamoni do da pe tabana e babwe ba jombeli te ojo bulan no bana Kasamoni do da pe tabana e babwe ba jombeli te ojo bulan no bana Andola mie Yami dolo namongale no mule ma e Yami dolo jo bulan no bana Andola jomba e Yami dolo namongale no mule ma e Yami dolo jo bulan no bana Andola mie Yami dolo namongale no mule ma e Yami dolo jo bulan no bana Andola jomba e Yami dolo namongale no mule ma e Yami dolo jo bulan no bana Don't kambo ande mende yole obie os mangamo yo mulolo man kambo ande mende yole wa kambo ande mende yole obie bore kola la muta muda batem sawa yumba la muja jamo nyemo tiyala obie bore kola la muta muda batem sawa yumba la muja jamo nyemo tiyala obie ye mande riando mamo e Mamma, who bammy can be taken up a day like a ando. My daddy ando, mamma, eh? Mamma, who bammy can be taken up a day like a ando. Who's Baga Moyo Muluma? Come who are the men they all have? Come who are the men they all have? Who's Baga Moyo Bore kola na muta munda, batem sawa yumba la munda, jamo nyemo tiyala obie. Bore kola na muta munda, batem sawa yumba la munda, jamo nyemo tiyala obie. Ye ma deli ando mamu, ye mama uba mne bekele na beyela andolo. Ye ma deli ando mamu.
Mabukitawa, 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 mabukitawa